From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. Governor Ron DeSantis has regularly said COVID-19 antibodies provide immunity, and antibody tests could help determine who can return to work. WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich checked with researchers and doctors and found that answers about immunity could still be months away.
If you're a healthcare worker and you have the antibodies, then obviously you have immunity.
That's Governor DeSantis at a press conference in Sarasota May 5th. Here he is the next day at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens.
If you test positive for the antibodies, it's not like you're going to lose the antibodies the next day. So this is very important, particularly for our first responders and our healthcare workers.
And in Palm Beach County, 2 days later.
The antibodies, most people believe, confer immunity, at least we don't know how long, but there's certain some level of immunity.
We don't know at this point if those antibodies mean you are immune to getting the infection again. So I can't emphasize that enough.
Dr. Patrice Harris is president of the American Medical Association.
If this virus acts like other viruses, we may have immunity, but at this point we just don't know. So if anybody has any questions or has received an antibody test thus far, we urge them to talk to their physician.
In fact, Dr. Harris says the association is not recommending people get antibody tests unless they're part of a study.
They should not be used by anyone as a determination of whether they are immune or not, or whether or not they can return to work.
DeSantis's office did not respond to repeated requests for clarification. The Florida Department of Health said it would consider an interview with Surgeon General Scott Rivkes. Ultimately, the department did not make him available. So why is there so much confusion, and why are antibodies suddenly at the center of the debate about how we reopen?
I think it's in the semantics of how this is expressed.
Dr. Anthony Fauci provided this answer in sworn testimony before the Senate last week.
When you say, has it been formally proven by long-term natural history studies, which is the only way that you can prove, one, is it protective?
He says it could be, but you need to figure out how long immunity lasts, how durable it is. And Dr. Fauci says before doctors make recommendations based on antibodies, they want to be sure. Here's what he told the Associated Press last month.
The worst possibility is if we're actually wrong about that. And we say, okay, you're protected. People go back to work thinking that they're protected, do not really adhere as closely to the kinds of things that will prevent you from getting infected, and they wind up getting infected.
For now, Dr. Harris says everyone should assume they're infected, and no one has immunity.
We should be wearing those face coverings, and we should see wearing face coverings not as infringement on someone's right, but as a bold action we can take to protect others around us.
She says those guidelines could change depending on how widespread COVID-19 is where you live and the amount of testing.
It's important that whatever jurisdiction is making decisions, that they make decisions based on the science and the evidence and data and not politics.
So how did antibody tests get mixed up in reopening plans? First, let's look at why we're even talking about the tests. Antibody testing became an important tool because diagnostic tests were in short supply, and we needed to do some kind of surveillance on a disease that was moving silently through the population. Not every infected person shows symptoms.
We've been trying to wrap our heads around what's happening and who's affected, and to come up with ways to bridge gaps in the availability of widespread testing.
Aaron Kobitz is the cancer researcher overseeing the University of Miami's antibody study for Miami-Dade County.
And the antibody test emerged as sort of this stopgap measure that could give us some indication of whether people were infected or not, but it doesn't necessarily tell us when they were infected or if that infection confers long-term immunity.
After you're infected, like with any virus, your body starts making antibodies to fight it. The first to appear are called immunoglobulin M. Another antibody, immunoglobulin G, takes longer to form and represents the later stages of an infection.
If they have those antibodies plus 7 days of no symptoms, they theoretically could return to the front line safely, or more safely than somebody who's yet not producing those antibodies.
Because It's not that you're protected. It means that you're not going to infect someone else. That's the difference in looking. Okay.
But it doesn't mean you're immune to COVID-19. To figure out immunity, Kobit says you need to follow people as the disease runs its course.
You follow people in the community who are unexposed to the point that they are exposed, and then you continue to follow them over their illness course and to the dissolution of antibodies.
Kobit says the UM study doesn't have the resources to do that. Dr. Harris, the president of the American Medical Association, says other researchers are racing to conduct those studies. They just take time.
The longitudinal study is necessary, right? Because we won't be able to say if you have immunity for a year until a year has passed.
Until we can figure out immunity, we're left with diagnostic testing for sick people and doing contact tracing to find who sick people had contact with. And there are questions about how much is needed to prevent a second wave of infections as we reopen. This month, the University of Florida's Emerging Pathogens Institute helped build a model to predict that. It says we need to be able to identify about half of infected people with symptoms. Tom Laddish is a researcher at the Institute. He appeared on Friday's Florida Roundup.
The amount of testing you need to do scales with the number of people who are infected.
Over the last 2 weeks, Florida says it's averaging close to 19,000 diagnostic tests a day.
If this blows up and we get a large second wave, then it's going to rapidly become inadequate.
There's also a problem with antibody test accuracy. In March, the Food and Drug Administration relaxed its rules to make more antibody tests available. Then, inaccurate tests started flooding the market. The FDA now wants proof of the test's accuracy. UM said Friday it's suspending its antibody study until it can obtain tests that meet the new rules. Even when antibody tests are reliable, there's another issue. They only work if you still have antibodies.
Because the window in which you were sick and when you received antibody testing could potentially be too long to pick up a prior infection, because the antibodies, we know, don't stick around indefinitely.
Kobit says we tend to think testing should give us all the answers. You're positive or you're negative, you're immune or you're not.
In medicine, we want absolutes because often really critical decisions are based on those absolutes. But like anything, there's an art and a science.
And with this pandemic, she says, doctors need to rely on both. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.